Okay, this is chart review. Today is the 21st Texas Emergency Hospital where this happened. Patient's date of visit were 9/20/23. The doctor being reviewed is Dr. Maroney, M-A-R-O-N-E-Y. First patient is T.M., 28-year-old young lady with nausea, vomiting, symptoms of esophagitis, under treatment for H. pylori. Patient had volume depletion, and subsequently Dr. Maroney transferred patient to Deerbrook after speaking to Dr. Mopardi, who accepted the patient. Patient did not answer the phone today. Next patient is R.G., is a two-month-old baby seen with runny nose and cough. Swab tests were negative. Dr. Maroney wrote for Tylenol, and they were happy with the care that was provided. Next patient is AB. It's a five-year-old seen with fever, chills, had been on Amoxil 10 days ago, swab test positive for strep, and was placed in Ceftonir. They were happy with the care that was provided. Next patient is KA, 24-year-old with URI symptoms, swab test negative, was given no medication. But he's already doing better today and was happy with the care received. Next patient is M.A., is a 13-month-old baby with a rash on the body diagnosed with dermatitis. Mailbox is full and no medications were prescribed that I can see. Next patient is A.H., 52-year-old gentleman complaining of upper abdominal pain, white count 15,000. Creatinine 2.5, CTA and CTA abdomen were done, but the results were not in the chart. Nevertheless, patient was transferred to Kingwood with renal insufficiency, GI bleed, and GI bleed. Patient's phone was full and could not leave a message. Next patient is MG, 16-year-old young lady with multiple congenital issues, including chromosomal deletion, demyelinating disease, history of low blood pressure. Father works as a nurse in the emergency room, both at Porter and in the Woodlands. Patient was seen because of dizziness. The mom states that they took the patient to the emergency room after they had received a call from the school nurse every day saying that you need to do something about your daughter's dizziness. In the emergency room, Dr. Maroney performed CBC, CMP, cardiac workup, EKG, urinalysis, SED rate, CRP, chest x-ray, and EKG, diagnosed the patient with URI. Mom is unhappy because A, the doctor never touched my child. B, she said there's no reason for us to bring the child to the emergency room. Even after I explained to her that school nurse has been calling me every day to bring the patient to the emergency room because the blood pressure is low at school. C, the doctor did not feel like the blood pressure of 80 over 50 was low. D, the doctor refused to give my child a liter of fluid, even though in the past that has worked in very well for her. But the doctor said, your child doesn't have a low blood pressure, and I'm not doing that. E, the doctor was very smarky, S-M-A-R-K-Y per patient. Patient has already called the hospital to complain twice today, she tells me. Wants to file a complaint because the doctor would not listen to her. I told her that I will pass these concerns to everyone involved. Oh, also she said that the doctor never touched my child, but she did do a lot of blood work and workup. And mom was upset about that as well. Okay. Next patient, PW, 54-year-old, comes in with vomiting, dizziness, blood pressure, 168 over 107, already on irbesartan at home. Patient had not responded to blood pressure that she had taken. CBC, CMP, EKG, cardiac workup negative. Patient blood pressure came down to 148 over 92. When she left, no meds were given, and the explanation was the blood pressure medicine did not have time to work before patient came to the emergency room, could not leave a message for the patient. Next patient is SH, 35-year-old lady with corneal abrasion, was treated with tobramycin. She loved the nurse, but she states that the doctor was very mean, the way she was trying to open my eyes, and very rough. Next patient is L.A., the 18-month-old baby with a rash consistent with tinea, treated with lamotrigine. Mom was happy. Next patient is N.A., the sister of the last patient, 3 years old, still again with a tinea, treated with lamotrigine. Mom was happy. Next patient is M.M., 54-year-old with pain in the vaginal area, which proved to be a non-union old pelvic fracture. Could not leave a message, but patient was sent home with no meds. I'm not sure exactly the extent of patient's pain or if something was recommended to the patient. Next patient is RK. It's a 55-year-old with a dog bite, 24 hours old. Police was called yesterday. The patient was given Vasefin, a gram of Vasefin and Augmentin. He was happy with the care received. Next patient is NJ, 38-year-old male with corneal abrasion, treated with tobramycin, did not answer the phone. Next patient is AF, 47-year-old with nausea, dizziness, headache. Swab tests were negative. Was given meclizine. She's still dizzy. She wasn't happy with the visit because she felt like the doctor just rushed her out of there and only examined me after I complained to the nurse. She only came to give me the results of the swab test and told me I had a virus. Then after I complained to the nurse, she came back and examined me. Okay, next patient is DL, 16-year-old migraine headache, male with a migraine headache. She was given Zofran, Toradol, and Phenagan, which did not help. The doctor, Dr. Maroney, told mom, take him home. He needs to go to sleep, and then he'll get better. Mom said that he cried all night because of pain. It's the worst pain he's ever had. I asked for a CT scan, mom states, and the doctor said, we're not going to do that here, in quotation. You need to go see either your PCP or neurologist to get that done. The nurse, to get that done, period. Mom states that the nurse kept apologizing that the doctor is not doing anything for your son. Ms. Lopez states that they have many children and they come to the emergency room on a regular basis. And she's always been happy, but after what happened yesterday and after what happened yesterday, she's never coming back to Cleveland Hospital. She also stated that the doctor said, this is a hospital, we don't do any workup, in quotation. Mom just wanted to get something done for the son's pain because apparently he did not go to sleep and continued to be in pain all night. Next patient is MG. He's a 40-year-old male with a stomach ache. He was given Toradol, Zofran, Zosyn. He had had a CT scan previously. Because of the location of the pain, he had a he had an abdominal ultrasound which showed a very thickened gallbladder. Patient was sent home still in pain. No antibiotics, even though he received Zosyn in the emergency room. The doctor told him, "You're walking and talking, so the gallbladder is not infected." In quotation. To make things worse, he wanted to go out and smoke after being in the emergency room for 10 hours when he came, but they would not let him unless he signed that AMA. So he did sign that AMA, and that may be why no medications were given to him at the time of discharge. He's still in pain, he does not have insurance. He's going to find a doctor that would see him and remove the gallbladder. The chart states that he left AMA, but he says they made him sign out AMA because he had to go have a cigarette once again. White count again, 9.8, and a thick gallbladder was noted on the ultrasound. Next patient is JA, 16-year-old with some sort of allergic reaction and rash, treated with Benadryl and Solumedrol in the emergency room, doing much better now at home. Was happy with the care received. Thank you.